good afternoon to Looking Back at Gawler's History through the pages of the Bunyip for Wednesday the 6th of March. And I'm here down in the Gawler Culture and Heritage Centre with Kay. Hi, Kay.
Hi, Jeanette. It's good to be back.
It is indeed. So I'll kick off with 150 years ago, Gawler cottages. Cottage residences are again coming into demand in Gawler, and comfortable tenements of the kind having three or four apartments would readily find tenants. We trust the time has gone by for putting up two-roomed huts. Such structures are only fit for solitary tenant and become grossly objectionable where families are springing up. I guess the original stone houses here were pretty much two rooms.
Mm,
and then they went up to the four-room house with a separate kitchen.
Mm.
And I know our house, back when in the like 40s, 50s, there was three daughters. So they must have been shared. I guess they had two bedrooms. Like, it must have been very cosy.
The old cottage up at Echunga, where my family were, was originally two bedrooms, and then they built two bedrooms on the front. And I've actually gone through and worked out who the girls were and when they would have slept, because there was a separate room built up near the blacksmith shop for the boys. So that was a boys' room, and I don't know what the layout of that was. But the girls' room, and Mum and her auntie had such vivid memories of it. They described it right down to the pieces of furniture.
Yeah.
And they knew where their grandparents, auntie knew where her grandparents had slept and all the rest of it. And so I've got this beautiful word picture, and from that, then I can work out who slept where. But I'm not good at drawing, so I can't actually draw. But it's, I've just used their words to describe it, and... Yeah. I don't know whether that's valid in a family history, but
definitely should be. Absolutely.
So it's like almost a chapter devoted to the house and the property and what it looked like. Yeah.
My grandmother's house was next door to us, so that...
Oh, how lovely.
So I sort of... It was like walking back through the past.
Yeah.
You know, a real little time capsule.
Yeah.
Amazing. So...
How lovely. 100 years ago, using insulting words... The Gawler Court heard a charge of unlawfully using insulting words preferred by Imelda Murphy, spinster of Gawler, against Selina Kate Frayne, married woman of Gawler. The prosecution was that in a public place, Mrs. Frayne went up to some children and, pulling a little girl from off the fence, shook her with violence and struck her hard on the back. She then told the girl that she would cut her tongue out, and that parents would wish that child had never been born. Continuing, she said to the boy, Don Hickman, "I see you have Miss Murphy staying with you," and on the lad indignantly replying that the defendant could not say anything against her, she replied, "Indeed I can, and her mother before her. She had to leave Gawler because she could not pay her debts." Well, I wonder what the outcome was. Anyway.
But I love that the spinster is the child. They're referring to her as a spinster. I think that is the child, Imelda Murphy, spinster of Gawler. So that's the Miss Murphy staying with you is the child. Well, it doesn't really.
No, well, I don't know.
Maybe she was a teenager.
I think she was probably older, and she was probably fostering the kids. There were a lot of single middle-aged ladies actually took on... Foster kids.
Yes.
I know one of Mum's relations had quite a few, and she was a fair old terror to them, apparently. She didn't like her niece marrying my great-grandfather, and used to sit between them and threw boiling water at the dog and all sorts of stuff to dissuade him. So they got married anyway.
The violence was just so much more commonplace.
Oh, it was. So it was violent. I mean, how can... You know, we can't... breed that out or work it out of the system, A, while we've still got violence happening elsewhere in the world as an example, and B, people just don't change that quickly.
Their nature doesn't change. Generations.
It does.
Because that damage then cycles down through.
I mean, we've still got men that say, you know, women shouldn't be in the workforce, or women, you know, they shouldn't be earning as much as men, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Mm. So, 50 years ago, Barossa Valley turns out for Prince. Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh, was given a brief respite from official duties during an informal tour of the Barossa Valley. He saw a number of valley towns, which turned out in force along the route to greet him. The Prince's cavalcade also passed through Gawler, At Angaston, he made a tour of the Yolumba Winery. Later, the prince travelled to the Lindsay Park Racehorse Stud near Angaston. It was the third occasion a member of the royal family has visited the historic Lindsay Park Stud. You would have been much younger then.
Was that not 50 years ago?
Yes, that was 50 years ago.
Wow, was Lindsay Park still operating that far back? I love the way it's said as an informal day in the era with a cavalcade and visiting towns and people waving, so it can't be that informal.
No, it doesn't sound very informal to me.
No, I was thinking it's the like, same thing. God, it's not a relaxing day. Respite from official duties here, right?
Yes. never respite from official duties.
25 years ago, a bridge too far. The Gawler five-star Sunday markets have shut down because it was too far from the centre of town. Operator of the markets, Graham Taylor, said he had to give up the ghost after his markets held at the Gawler Racecourse for the past 2 months failed to attract the thousands of people who had flocked to the markets when they were held at Apex Park. Gawler Council made the decision to move the markets out of Apex Park following correspondence from the Apex Club that the members were concerned for the well-being of the park. Mr. Taylor said the markets were no longer viable, so they had it down here along the river, which would have been beautiful.
Yeah. Well, they do little summer markets, Christmas markets there now. It's a lovely spot for a little market.
Yeah, well, there's some lovely spots in Gawler, but, you know, it's like anywhere you get some lovely spots and people don't want to share them.
Yes. Well, that's it for this week.
No, it's not.
Oh, no, it's not.
No, 10 years ago.
10 years ago.
Well, we've still got more. Wait.
Scotson's world title win. Evanston Park's Miles Scotson was part of a five-man Australian team that took out the gold medal in the men's team pursuit at the World Track Cycling Championship in Cali, in Colombia. It was the 20-year-old's first senior world championship win and by far the biggest achievement of his cycling career to date. Scotson only found out a fortnight prior that he would be travelling to Colombia after attending a camp in Adelaide. Wow, that's exciting.
That is good.
That's very...
Is someone never heard of?
No. No. Unfortunately, sports like cycling don't get the attention that cricket and football do. And it's the same with all the sports awards. It's always football that gets the
awards. Yeah, well, it's like anything. It's like we were
cricket.
Saying about the melodrama group, and it's like, well, you can promote and promote and promote, but there'll always be people who've never heard of you.
That's right, exactly.
But anyway.
Yeah.
That's it, Jeanette, for another week.
Yes, until next week, Kate.
Until next week. For all life's song.